You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics True Age Test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast, but I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchen talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten, but I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. That's again, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really does add up.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today. I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. You like my new hairdo? I'm nice and blonde now.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm jelly.
Mm-hmm. I went to the hair salon, but you know what happened? And I never have had this happen before in my existence yet, but I'm having like flaky scalp after getting my hair bleached. So I don't know what that's about. So if you guys know, give me some tips.
Put some Aquaphor on it.
You know what's interesting though?
Aquaphor is the cure for everything.
On my hair, on my scalp. So the funny thing is she made me sign this waiver, like not to do a patch test. I was like, what is that? I never even.
Yeah, what is that?
Have you ever done that before? It's like kind of scary, right?
Well, maybe that's what hair girls got to do now.
I know. I mean, probably people are suing me for everything. So who knows? Who knows? But I do like it. I'm happy with it. Besides the itchy, dry, flaky scalp.
I think if you sweep a lip, sleep in some Aquaphor, maybe some coconut oil.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Coconut oil.
Yeah.
So cheers. Look at my cute glass.
You know, I'm so jelly of those glasses.
I know. Well, they're on Amazon. You can get them. Okay. If you guys want to see them, they're on YouTube where we are at HWTC. But anyways, we're both drinking Crystal Light, aren't we?
Is
that what you made?
Yes, that is what I made.
We talked about it earlier because we both need a little refreshment. So we're doing, I did Perrier. Strawberry Perrier with Crystal Light. So good. And a little, you know, kettle.
Oh, good for you. Nope. I'm sober as the Pope. The Pope drinks wine. I can't think of who's sober. Who's sober?
Dax Shepard.
Sober is J-Lo.
J-Lo?
He went off the wagon for a little while. There's got to be someone that's been sober for like a long time. I don't know. I don't know any of those people. Wendy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. You know, my life is so effing boring. Actually, I do kind of want your opinion on this. I went for a little kayak this weekend and I wanted to get a closer look at a boat that I have a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I went to a kind of an odd part of the harbor where not a lot of passersby go through. And so there were some people out there having cocktails on the back of their boat. And, you know, they said, hey, what are you doing back here? And I was like, well, I have a crush on that boat.
I'm checking out that boat.
I'm checking it out. And you like, you know anything about it? Who owns it? Stuff like that. So we're being chatty. I thought everything was like great.
Yeah.
You know? And then as I was leaving, well, they kind of told me, they were like, okay, so see you later. And I was like, oh, it's like that.
Oh, they didn't want anything more to do with you.
Yeah. I was like, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. It's like, by the way, you started the conversation.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then they go, okay, see you later, Britney Spears.
Oh, my goodness. I take that as a total compliment, by the
way. Okay, I was wearing that Britney Spears tank top that you bought me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do I take that as a compliment? Because I kind of thought, maybe they didn't mean it as a compliment.
Okay, so I don't think they meant it as a compliment. I think they're pretty much assholes. But that's kind of what you get.
I was like, you know what? Good to know. Because I want to, if I ever do get my dream boat on one of the dock, I want cool people.
Yeah, you're not getting that slip. But sometimes you got those Orange County douchebags. Everybody that lives in California knows who I'm talking about. Everybody that lives in Orange County knows who I'm talking about. And hopefully you're not married to one of them. Mm. But yeah, like, unfortunately, they are. So whatever. You should have been like, free Britney, bitch.
Yes. But then I remembered I'm 43 and I thought.
I don't think you're 43 yet, by the way.
Almost. Okay.
No, not almost.
Actually, I'm so old. I'm so old that I forget how old I am now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Well.
So anyways, so then I decided to just paddle my ass back and rethink my, maybe I'm just going to be working out in that tank top. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Not as cool as I thought it was. And guess what? Neither is my side part or my skinny jeans, but I'm still going to wear them.
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm telling you, I have the good jeans and it's better to wear jeans that aren't so tight anymore. You know, you don't have the muffin top. It's good.
Well, who are we fooling? It's been a while since I put a pair of jeans on.
Oh, true.
I'm in sweats, y'all. Okay. Do we have a story?
Yeah, we have a story. All right. Are you ready for this, Scratch?
Are you ready for this? Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, that song might have been playing at the time. Actually, it is 1996. I'm taking you back.
Okay.
To your graduating year from high school. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. The Summer Olympics were in Atlanta, Georgia. And
Atlanta.
Atlanta. And you know, with any Olympic Games comes lots of parties and celebrations, lots of spectators, and lots of athletes also attend all those celebrations.
Yeah.
You probably also know that because you did an episode on Ryan Lochte. Remember that guy?
He liked to party.
You did the Patreon episode. If anybody wants to listen to it, it's a real good one. Go to patreon.com /housewives what?
Yes, but I would like to say full disclosure.
Yeah, sure. Say it. What?
He gets a lot of flack. And
He still does.
And if you're interested in hearing what I think about all that and the reason why I fell in love with him, then you should listen. But I don't want to sit here and make fun of him more because I think he gets enough of that.
I'm not making fun of him.
I'm just saying.
We're not even talking about him. I'm just saying that he went to parties. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Athletes go to parties. People go to parties at the Olympics. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. My husband wants to go to the Olympics when it's here. I mean, you know, or anywhere. He just wants to go. So anyways, this was no different here in Hotlanta. Nightly, they would have concerts at the Centennial Park. And you know who even played there in the 1996 Olympics?
Who?
Someone we saw together. Kenny Rogers.
Oh!
Gretchen and I were at Kenny's last concert. It was pretty magical. So on July 26, 1996, Jack Mack and the Heart Attack were playing. And thousands of people gathered to watch them. Do you know Jack Mack and the Heart Attack? Do you remember that band?
No.
Me neither. It was probably not Kenny Rogers' night, but people were still out there drinking beers, enjoying the summer night, and just having a good time. I think that we would have probably been there too.
Yeah. I heard that they like hand out condoms at the Olympic Village. Like crazy.
Oh, I heard that too.
Like all the athletes. Yeah. They have like a lot of sex with each other. They eat all the McDonald's they want, win medals, have sex.
It sounds fun. I mean, if you're single,
ready it doesn't to sound bad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So do we even remember though? Like, I feel like we've all forgotten what it's like to be out on a summer night with lots of people and drinking coolers of beer, bringing your backpacks in, you know, all that stuff. We kind of forgot because of COVID. Sad, right?
Girl can dream. Yeah.
Hopefully soon. Well, while all the party goers were having a great time, there was a AT&T security guard that was not having the best night of his life because he had the runs.
Oh.
And when he was running to the bathroom, he noticed a backpack under the bench near the lighting and sound tower. He got pretty concerned. He saw some kids drinking beer, and then he's like, that's not their backpack. Whose backpack is this? Mm-hmm. So he goes to get somebody with more authority than him to assess the situation. He finds a few GBI agents, which we talked about in last week's Patreon, stands for Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And he insists that they go and look at this backpack. The GBI, they were like, dude, I'm sure it's a backpack of beers. But this security guard would not let up. He had a suspicion. So one of the GBI agents was like, okay, fine. Probably just to like appease him, you know? He's like, I'll look in the backpack. So he gets down, he looks in the backpack, and inside the backpack looked like a pipe bomb. So at this point, shit starts getting real. They start to clear the area. And imagine, like, the band is playing, people are like dancing around, and a couple security guards and a couple police officers and GBI are just like, move up, move up, move up, right? I think some people listened, some people didn't. Probably some people just thought they were bringing somebody through, you know, like, I mean, we've been in this situation. I'm sure everybody's been in this situation. Nobody gets that like, holy shit vibe, you know?
Especially when you're like, kind of, you're probably not totally sober.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm having a good time. Yeah. Why are you trying to be a buzzkill?
So the AT&T security guard that had alerted the authorities, his name was Richard Jewell. And he started really running amok, like all over, trying to get the camera and lighting guys out, the sound crew. He's up there going like, get out. There's a bomb. It's real. Clear the area. While he is in the midst of getting everybody out of the area, the bomb explodes. It sends nails and metal shrapnel through the crowd. And over 100 people were injured. And one woman named Alice Hawthorne, she was 44 years old. She lost her life. Alice actually was there with her daughter to enjoy, you know, all the concert goings and the Olympics. So it was tragic.
Yeah.
And lots of people. I mean, you can't imagine, like, shit went everywhere. People are on the ground. It's bad. So panic then ensues, right? It shook the 1996 Olympics and our country. And who could have done this? And why would they do this? It was a big deal. Do you remember this at all?
No.
So I don't remember it either. And I don't know if it's just because we were like teenagers and
it was the summer of 96.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was in Tijuana most of the summer of 96.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 16. I can't even remember what I did that summer. I'm sure I was like hooking up with a bunch of guys in my town. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever I was doing, I wasn't paying attention to that. I'm sure we heard about it, but you know. Well, it was a big deal to everybody else in America besides us. And really, this AT&T security guard, Richard, that insisted on looking in the backpack was
hero.
The hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually, the backpack kind of got moved a little bit when the other officer looked into it. And so it actually saved a bunch of people's lives because it turned it so that a lot of the shrapnel went up instead of out, I guess. But anyways, this guy, Richard, the hero of the night, and the media ate it up. This small town guy made national news. And let me tell you about Richard real quick. Richard was an overweight security guard who was in his 30s, early 30s, and he lived with his mom. He had a few different jobs, but he really loved the like law enforcement jobs, right? That was like his thing. He had recently worked as a campus police officer at a college, but he was forced to resign because he was a little overbearing. Like, he wanted to arrest the kids for smoking pot. You could see this kind of type.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, you know, some narcs were like, give you like the side eye, like, okay. And then other ones are like, I'm going to get this on your permanent record.
Yeah. You know, we had those people in our dorm rooms that were, I guess they were, I forget what they're called. But anyways, they get a little bit too much power and they like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the boating field, we call it captainitis.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the president of the school saw Richard as real awkward and thought he was taking his job just too seriously. So, yeah, it's a real rule follower kind of guy. I also think we both have kids like this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God. Yeah, I know. They do follow rules extra. I have to encourage them to break them sometimes.
I know. So Richard, I think, didn't get the social skills class growing up like our kids. So his lines were drawn and there was no room to cross them. Me and you, I think both are not like that, which is
definitely
great.
Not.
So it's, you know, we try to teach our kids not to be like that either. You gotta like, you know, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. By the way, this chick at tennis really was a freaking rule follower the other day and wanted to teach me all the rules. And it was just for fun. It wasn't even like a USTA. It really pissed me right off.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, I just want to have fun always. So anyways, Richard saw that he was just doing his job. But I am sure he wasn't also minding all that media attention because, you know, he was the hero. And because it was the Olympics, you can only imagine how many media crews were on hand. There was media from everywhere. Hundreds of national and local news anchors, fans, what have you, everyone wanted a piece of this new hero. Even Katie Couric, CNN, the local news, they all had him on TV to talk about the incident. And as the world was celebrating Richard, the FBI was diligently working on finding out who could have caused this terrorist action. They were taking calls, pulling videos, seeing like if they could see the face. Like, they could see somebody set down the backpack on a video, but they could not make out the face. They were looking for any clue. They also did get a drawing from some people, you know, like that they said they saw the guy have a backpack, but they never released it. And they were taking calls. Guess who called in?
Who?
Richard's old boss at the college calls in.
Don't tell me.
And says, I'm watching that CNN interview and I couldn't help but think that.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because, you know, I love storytelling. But the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. too. Acorns automatically invest your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns with an S.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right, they made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores. When they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
Joel had something to do with it. Now, let me tell you, the CNN interview, he looks awkward, but the guy has never been on TV. He is from Georgia. And it's one of those interviews where he has a piece in his ear to hear what those reporters are asking him. You know, it wasn't like he was sitting at the seat talking to like Larry King right next to you. It's like he has to hear it, then respond. You know, those always are like weird, but.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what being from Georgia has anything to do with him not being, you know, good on TV, but show me the video because I can fucking spot a liar.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it maybe if you were from Hollywood, it's different than being from somewhere that never has. And now, I mean, everybody's on video, so it doesn't matter where the heck you are from because you're like videoing yourself with your cell phone. But at this time, I didn't even have a cell phone in 1996. And Richard probably didn't even have a cell phone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They weren't popular.
The president of this this college says, seems like maybe he planted the bomb, found the bomb, then became the hero. The words seem pretty fitting because back in the 80s, there was another Olympic bomb that happened, and the person that actually did it was a cop that planted it and found it. And so it just seemed like maybe that's what Richard did.
Well, I know that happens with arson. It's common for firefighters to start fires.
Yeah.
Like in the forest.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the FBI saw these red flags right away. I mean, the guy is obsessed with law enforcement, seems to be a loner.
Okay.
Loses his job, settling for a rent-a-cop job, and goes everywhere with his mom. Okay. Seems a little.
Okay. I'm getting this. I'm getting this. Yeah. I'm getting the spectrum. Okay.
Yeah. The FBI turns their attention to Richard as the villain instead of the hero real quick. But Richard has no idea. Richard is like following protocol. And when the FBI calls him, he's like, heck yeah, I'm going to help you. So the day after Richard was on TV, the FBI says, hey, we're doing a training video. We would love you to help us. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. So they bring him in and they question him. They say, you found the bomb. We need you to help us. He's very cooperative. Anything. Like, he's like anything. So he takes his chubby little butt, starts answering all their questions. And then they say, why don't you say this, Richard? There's a bomb in the park. You have 30 minutes. So he says it, and they have him say it all different ways to Sunday. Okay. It's a little giving Richard maybe a little like, what's going on here? Then they bring in a waiver to have him sign his Miranda rights. And they say, it's just for the video. It's just for this training video. They try to trick him into signing his Miranda rights away. And he is like, he pretends to sign. And then he's like, they're like, no, Richard, really sign it. He's like, fuck no. Which, thankfully, he's like, has some sort of like brain in him. So he quickly realizes something is up, realizes that it's not a training video, that they are thinking that he's the one that planted the bomb. So he does what any smart person would do. And he says, I want to call my attorney. Well, Richard, like most people in America, myself included, doesn't really just have an attorney on hand that he could just, you know, call up right away. Mm-hmm. So he racks his brain and he remembers a guy that he worked with along the way when he was working in a mailroom. And this guy was an attorney and he was friendly with them. So he calls the guy. His name is Watson Bryant. Watson was a real estate attorney with barely a secretary. So he's not like some bigwig.
The kind of attorney he needs. Yeah.
He's not the kind of attorney he needs, but that's all he's got. So at the same time this interrogation is happening, the media is getting wind that Richard has now turned into a suspect instead of a hero. A particular journalist named Kathy Scrugg, who works for the now what is called Atlanta Journal of Constitution, was the first person to leak this info.
This actually sounds exactly like what happened to my boy, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, kind of does, actually. Mm-hmm. So Kathy was well-known in law enforcement because those were the reports that she always reported on. She was real cute, strong, and had a way with the police to get the info. Some people joked that they knew when Kathy really needed a story because her skirt would be a little shorter that day.
Shoot, Kathy.
I think that Kathy was a disco biscuit and probably worked real hard to be the first to know any situation around town. And I know we do not throw that disco biscuit
and
term.
Don't, or make, we're not making light.
We are not. But listen, after all this research, like Kathy, to me, she was doing her job. And I do think she did her job well. Like, I am a salesperson at heart. That's what I did for a very long time. Maybe if I needed to get a sale, I'd wear a short skirt too. I wouldn't like do anything past that. And I don't think Kathy did either. In this movie called Richard Jewell that has come out from Clint Eastwood, maybe they made it seem like Kathy was given a little bit of herself to get the stories. But from what I read, is that is absolutely not true. She just maybe flirted a little bit, and I don't see anything wrong with it. So,
okay, let me just tell you.
Yes, please.
I would say maybe Kathy's like Erin Brockovich-esque. Talk about getting the job done with tits out in a short skirt. It's possible.
Right. It's fine. To me, it's fine.
Okay. With it. I'm with it.
So Kathy was tipped off about Richard's involvement from people that she trusted and our world trusts, right? I mean, so the story that she wrote about the hero turning into the victim, it turned Richard Jewell's life 180 degrees in a big, big way. And it ruined his life. That's why I think that the Disco Biscuit part is like hard to say, but I don't think that it was meant to be like that. I think that it was circumstantial that there were so many media personnel around. And from there, from her story, thousands of people camped out in front of Richard Jewell's apartment that he shared with his mother to wait for something, anything, a glimpse of him. He could not leave his house at all.
Well, didn't the media think there was anything suspicious about that? I mean, if he was responsible for a bombing during the Olympics, wouldn't he have been arrested that minute without bail?
Well, you would think, but they didn't give a shit. They just wanted a story.
Mm. Yeah.
So Watson, you know, his attorney, although not a skilled defense attorney in domestic terrorism, which they think Richard is, he still had that I don't take your bullshit attitude. And that's what Richard needed. So Watson worked real hard with Richard for hours trying to figure out, like, how did they come up with Jewell as their number one suspect? And even him, it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard to like think that, right? He was the Lone Ranger, and you know, that's kind of who people think did it. It's like the guy that just is by himself. However, Watson is like, listen, they have you saying that there's a bomb, it'll be 30 minutes or whatever. And so he's like, if they're tagging you as the Lone Ranger that did this all by yourself, how does that connect? Well, what had actually happened was a call came in from a payphone to 911 at the same time that Richard was finding that backpack. Okay. And although the call came in and they said, you know, you have 30 minutes, that call was never sent to the Centennial Park. Like, it never made it there. But the FBI okay. knows it. So Richard was at the event the whole time. How did it work? So the FBI is like, well, maybe he had an accomplice, which then throws their whole loner theory out the window. And Richard's attorney, yeah. Watson, knew that the timing didn't work out. Even if they thought that Richard was the one that called, like, there was no way that the guy was running to the payphone a couple miles away, making the call and then making his way back to clear out the people. So even though this FBI theory is not really working out the way that they want it to, they still go into Richard's house and take everything, everything. And when
it should be real easy to find out if he has a friend.
Yeah, it should be real easy.
If someone like Richard has a friend, you'll be able to find out right away if you go through their shit.
That's right. They did not find that Richard had a friend, but they did find a lot of guns. Like a plethora of guns. Richard loves
this one. Is
guns.
Like, I'm feeling for him. I think he's guilty. I'm feeling for him. And then I think
know.
He's guilty again.
I know. It's like, dude. And so it's like, why do you have like 50 guns? Like, what are you doing You live with your mom in an apartment. You don't need 50 guns. How about one gun? How about, I don't know, three guns? Shoot. I don't know. But then again, I, people in Texas have a lot of guns too. So.
Okay. So it was his thing. He's a gun collector.
He was a gun collector. Well, for 88 days, Richard endured the world scrutinizing his every move, calling him names and thinking he killed and harmed the American people. He was the butt of all the jokes on late night TV. Even Jay Leno talks smack. And listen, I really like Jay Leno and I think he's pretty funny. But I don't know if Jay Leno has the, like, I don't know if he could talk about people's looks.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today. The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I receive from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Now, I think all would have been good if Richard was actually the one that had planted the bomb, but he wasn't.
Okay.
they didn't find anything at all on Richard. And they did, however, take all of his family's possessions, mark them up, and, you know, bring them back like however they deemed fit, which is mostly not the way that they left the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, also, I just moved 3 trailerfuls of stuff over to Texas. And this time, the shit didn't come out the way it went in either, unfortunately. So I'm also, by the way, all for crucifying the actual villain.
Yeah.
So had Kathy been right in her report, we all wouldn't have given a flying F. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Richard was just a normal guy trying to do the right thing. And like I said, after 88 days, the FBI finally said, he's not our suspect anymore. But you know how that goes. The media does not make good on that. The media does not deem him a hero again. And they basically just walk away without making up for their fails. And
yeah, that's rough. I do understand their position. They're like in a race to get the story.
Yeah, they are. But it's it costs,
irresponsible not to ask a lot of questions.
That's right. So Richard, although he got exonerated from the FBI's list of, you know, bomber suspects for the Centennial bombing, it did not happen in his real life. He was deemed the bomber by so many people because it took the FBI years to find the guy that actually did it. And not only does it take years to find this actual villain, but the guy that did it bombed again. And I feel like maybe if they were not putting all their attention on Richard, maybe they could have like found him sooner.
Yeah, that does happen where they laser focus on someone like Scott Peterson and they don't pay attention to the robbery across the street.
Yeah, that is a little bit suspicious, or sus, as my kids would say. That's sus.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. These new words are really fun. I like them too. My son's always like, you're sus. You're sus. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? So suspicious. So the person that actually planted the bomb and made that 911 call, which, by the way, that should have been their first clue. And that was made known right away. Okay.
That's nuts.
His name was, or is still, his name is Eric Rudolph. Eric was a 29-year-old extremist, originally from Florida, but spent most of his life in North Carolina. He was homophobic, very political, and hated abortion. He wanted to wake the nation with his first Olympic bombing. And then he went on to make bombs that were similar to the same one that he put in that backpack.
You know, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I never get these like people that bomb abortion clinics or like whatever. I mean, like, regardless of what side of the fence you're on that, can we all just like, if you're so worried about life, why are you killing people?
Yeah, I always think that too. It's like,
like, makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like, let's all agree that
stand
life is great.
And,
you know,
yeah, stand outside and protest all day. Do whatever floats your boat in regards to your strong feelings. But when you kill people, that's just,
well, it just makes it makes whatever no you're standing for
void
to me also. So, anyways, he bombs an abortion clinic twice. And then he also bombs a lesbian club. He was finally identified by a couple guys who saw him running away from the bombed people instead of everybody else was running to them to help them. So the FBI had enough data to know that Eric was their main man in like 97, 98. However, Eric was a real outdoorsman, ex-military, and he went on the run. They thought that he was hiding in North Carolina in the woods which he was for years. He spent years on the FBI's 10 most wanted list until one day he made the mistake of looking through the grocery store garbage bins. That's kind of how he like, he would hunt for food and shit like that. But he knew when like the grocery stores were gonna like throw out their good stuff, and he would go get it. And so he was not arrested until 2003. And upon Eric's arrest and all that stuff that they're going to hand him, like the Riot Act and the death penalty, he decides that he would like to take a plea deal to not get the death penalty, which I think is pretty fucking pussy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so quick to kill others, but then we have to spare his sorry ass.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides to plead guilty for these four bombings. And he says he did it for political reasons, which I think he's the scum of the earth. He is now 54 years old and he is still in prison, which he's serving four life terms for in prison.
Wow, that is bananas. I mean, Timothy McVeigh, they executed like a hot minute later.
I know. Well, I think that he thought that that was going to happen to him. So he was like, oh, shit, you know, like, I'll just tell you. And I'll tell you, the victims' families and some of these people, they weren't happy about it. Also, you know, I told you that Alice was one of the people that died in the bombing, in the Centennial bombing. There was also a cameraman that was running towards the bomb to, you know, get footage. And he died of a heart attack on his, like, on his run.
Oh.
So, I mean, I pretty much think that that was his fault also.
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
You know what this makes me think of is, you know, I have some strange thoughts.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not alone. But sometimes when I'm on my run, because I run real early in the morning.
You sure do.
I wonder, you know, because
I don't move myself
you
around.
Always find out that these bodies are discovered by like runners or hikers or something.
Oh yeah. Do you always think you're going to find one?
Yeah, I do. I always think I'm going to find one. And then I always think my fear is that I find one and I do the wrong thing. And then,
oh, then they think it's you.
Yes.
So that happens also. It does happen.
I actually was thinking about it recently and I was like, oh, you know what? Thank God I track my run on my Apple Watch so I can prove that I do run every day.
Oh my God. You are
so it's
funny.
Not like unusual for me to be there.
You are hilarious. Okay.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Okay. So let me tell you what happened to Richard. Richard unfortunately passed away at the age of 44 in 2007.
He didn't. Did he sue and get a lot of fucking money?
Okay. So he did sue. He sued CNN. I think he might have sued Jay Leno. He did get some money. He did. He also sued the Atlanta Journal of Constitution. And they actually dropped the case in it because they said that it was what Kathy had said was true at the time, which I also do agree with. Like, I don't think it was, I think what happened to him was awful and there's a lot to learn from it. But I don't think that Kathy herself.
No, I definitely, this is what I think. I definitely disagree with suing Jay Leno or comedians because they.
Yeah, I could be wrong,
like,
by
they
the way.
Should be
I could
able-
be wrong.
To see, say I know CNN. That they see in the menu.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. I know CNN got sued, and I know that they paid out. Maybe it was NBC too. I'm not positive about the Jay Leno thing.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I don't agree with suing the media. I think who he needed to sue was
the
FBI. Yeah, because he should be suing them for releasing him as a suspect without probable cause or him being named.
Right. Okay. So let me tell you. Okay. Kathy would never tell her source. And so I think maybe I don't agree with that. I think that at that point, like, she should have told who told her, and she never did.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be some like journalistic ethics thing. She didn't want to sell out her homie at the FBI, but if he ruined somebody's life, then he probably should be held responsible.
Yes, I agree. So Richard died of heart failure from diabetes complications. He did end up working again in law enforcement, by the way.
Well, good.
And he got married.
I'm so glad.
But he never lived down the Richard Jewell effect, which is what people call it now.
Listen, he really wouldn't now, because now you put in everybody's name, and then, you know.
Yeah.
If he was trying to meet someone on Match or, you know, Tinder.
Right.
It wouldn't have happened. So I was thinking he died without even getting laid.
No, I think
he
did.
He got married. Yep. Nice.
Yep. And Kathy Scruggs, I also wanted to know what happened to her. And Kathy, I think, actually never got over her part in this awful experience that she put Richard through. And Kathy overdosed on prescription pills and died in 2001 at the age of 42.
Oh my gosh. Well, why didn't she just publish an article like, real sorry?
I don't know. There's a Vanity Fair article that I got a lot of this information off of. It's a real good one. Kind of tells you everything. And that's also, I know that Clint Eastwood made his movie off of that article. There's a book too. And Richard's mom, her name was Bobby, or is Bobby. She's still alive. She's in her 80s. And she thinks that the trauma from all this is what killed her son because of the stress. And I think she's probably right.
Probably.
I don't know if it's 100%, but I'm sure it did not help. So that is the story of Richard Jewell. And I'll tell you, I kind of, I watched that movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't planning on doing the story, but I like really felt for this guy and kind of spoke to me, you know, that, and especially because media right now is so effing crazy. Just like the power of the media can really hurt people.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. That's a WAP, as you would say.
That's a WAP.
That is a WAP. All right. We have some shout outs, Gretchy. So if you guys would like to give us a shout out on social media and tag us, we for sure appreciate it. Also, if you would like to rate us and review us on Apple, that'd be awesome too. We appreciate that as well. I want to give a shout out first to Lisa Alexandria. Thank you so much. She says we're in her top 5 podcasts.
Thank you, Lisa.
I know. Isn't that so nice? Kat Stevens, True Crime in the Carpool Line. She was in the Carpool Line, by the way. And Kat Stevens, you know,
yeah, like
that's
the
singer. Has a really good song that I love. Radiantly Rosy. She is so cute. And she posts a picture of us. It's not a good picture of me. It's in the middle of our video, but I'll take it. Whichever way you guys want to bring it, it's fine. Oh, you guys, last time I had my cat on the video. I was thinking next time, Gretchen, maybe they would like to see Jupiter, my sugar glider.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And how about the sugar rat? Let's.
Oh, let's do that. No, we can't. We haven't gotten to the point of holding that one yet.
Oh, like, okay.
It likes to make these really weird sounds that are called crabbing, but it sounds like it's hissing at me, like, and I'm a little nervous. And by the way, when I do hold it, it's like it's not Jupiter. Okay. Let me just tell you, we haven't gotten that far yet, but
he sounds like kind of an asshole.
Yeah. He might be an asshole. He might actually not make it in our household forever, but we are still giving it a chance.
Okay. Good for you.
Uh-huh. You guys can find us at Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook. We also have a keto and low carb or whatever the diet you want to do support group on Housewives of True Crime on crack. I mean, keto, something like that.
Oh, this reminds me. I do know who I want to tell to eat a dick this week.
Oh, who? Please.
Tekashi69. Are you familiar?
No.
He is a rapper, has the like all different color hair.
Okay.
Like rainbow bright style.
All right. I don't know.
He's got a lot of tattoos on his face.
Oh, love it.
He was recently incarcerated.
Even better.
And he's out. And this is what I want him to eat a dick for. He gained 60 pounds in the clinker. Okay. And he dropped it at a record-setting pace. And they asked him, how did you lose the weight so fast? And he said, eating Chinese food and sweating. And I think that is so fucking unfair because I still haven't gotten my damn dim sum. And if I even look at that stuff, I will gain weight. And this is how this mofo loses weight.
Okay, listen. First of all, how do you gain weight in the clink? That food is disgusting.
Very high in sodium. A lot of processed food.
So
they had vending machines. He had all kinds of money on his commissary. Oh, he's probably eating like, you know, Snickers. Snowballs and Doritos.
Okay. All right. So that's how he gained the weight. And it's those guys. I'm telling you, guys just like think about losing weight. They lose weight. It is not fair.
Ridiculous.
We talked about that in our Facebook group this week too, because it's like,
I'm out here running every day looking for dead bodies.
Please do not.
If I lose a pound a week.
Can you like, oh God, you know, we got to, like,
I've been sober now for 2 straight days.
Oh my God. 2 days, Gretchen. Holy shit.
Well, it's been a week and I've managed.
Look at my cute nails. Kyla painted them teal for me. That's just the color I want my nails. I think you would like this
green.
Color.
It's like St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, cute. Yeah, it is. It's coming up on St. Patrick's Day, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, I am getting the lingo down, by the way, of Texas.
Oh, You're fixing to somewhere?
I'm fixing. I'm fixing. Y'all, I'm fixing to go get my kolaches.
What's kolaches?
Something that they have out here. You know what it is? What would you think a kolache was?
Sounds like coochie.
That's what I thought. This girl was like, I got to go get some kolaches. I was like, what the hell is a kolache? It is a hot dog wrapped in dough. What do we call those? We call those pigs in a blanket.
What do I call them? Bagel dogs.
It's a pig is in a blanket. Isn't that what we all call them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I
think
of pigs in a blanket as being those little, like the little smokies.
Yeah. So I don't know if the kolaches are big or small. Maybe they're big. And so then it's like a bagel dog, right? I don't know. I haven't even had one yet because my kid is celiac and gluten-free, so we can't have them. Also, people are like, talk about this fried chicken out here. But again, I can't have it because my kid can't have fried chicken.
And I'll eat them both for you when I get out there. I love a hot dog and I don't mind some fried chicken either.
Oh, I have a really good picture of you eating a hot dog wrapped with a French fry.
I'm down for
the curly French fries.
Yeah, I'm down for all of it.
That picture I have of you?
Sexy.
She doesn't like it. I'm going to post it. You look so cute. You're like 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, clink, clink, guys.
Clink, clink.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today. I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.